Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for BasketballNews.com. We're with you today on a Friday afternoon to go over a great slate of NBA action today. As always, make sure you check out BasketballNews.com and subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network. We have so many great podcasts outside of this one. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast as well. But let's go ahead and dive in to a loaded Friday in the association. 9 games in total. Get my picks out against a spread for every single game. And it's going to be as follows for every single game. The first one up here is the New York Knicks at the Washington Wizards. The Knicks are 3.5-point favorites on the road in D.C. today. I actually like the underdog Wizards here. I think we see a big Kristaps Porzingis game in a revenge game against his former team, the Knicks. We saw the Wizards get revenge for Porzingis when they played the Mavericks last game. I kind of like a big KP game for not being so shabby about myself there. I think we see a really good Kristaps Porzingis game. In the end, I think we see also some young guys step up for the Wizards like Corey Kispert, Denny Avdia, Rui Hachimura. In the end, I'm going to go with the Wizards here to get this one done and cover the spread at least. I think it'll be a one possession game. So I'm going to take Wizards plus 3.5. And now let's go on to our next game here. The Milwaukee Bucks at the Detroit Pistons. The Bucks are 6.5-point favorites today over the Pistons. I love that. Honestly, in this situation, the Bucks are only getting 6.5. I think we see a very big game from Giannis Antetokounmpo, who tries to keep pace within the loaded MVP race with Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid, Devin Booker making a late push as well. I think we see a big Giannis game. His over-under, by the way, for today is probably going to be checking in around 30 points. I think we see that will be an easy over for Giannis. Cade Cunningham has been awesome for the Pistons, as has Sadiq Bey. But in the end here, the Bucks are fine-tuning for the playoffs, and we see a blowout win with great value on the spread here. So let's hammer as a best bet of the day. Bucks minus 6.5 over the Pistons. And move on to our next game here. The Toronto Raptors hosting the Houston Rockets. The Raptors are 12-point favorites today over the Rockets. Toronto's on a second night of back-to-back. They are hosting in Toronto again. I love the Raptors in this one. I think we've seen, I called it last night, even as underdogs. I mentioned this Raptors team is becoming a force to be reckoned with, an underrated team in the Eastern Conference. They took care of business last night at plus money against the Philadelphia 76ers at home. I think we see the same thing today against the Houston Rockets. Obviously, Jalen Green is fun to watch, number 2 overall pick in this year's draft, but this Rockets team is nowhere close to the Raptors right now. The Raptors are in a full-on groove. I think we see them really carry this hot streak into the first round of the playoffs as well. I think it'll continue forward here for the last couple of days of the regular season. So let's go ahead and hammer here. Toronto minus 12 over the Rockets with a big game from Pascal Siakam. And go on to our next game here. The Brooklyn Nets hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Nets are 8.5-point favorites today over the Cavaliers. I think we see a situation where Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are just too much to handle for Cleveland in this one. They've really fallen off a little bit since the All-Star break. Disappointing just due to injuries. Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, Colin Sexton, obviously the beginning of the season, missing time. This Cavaliers team's kind of snake-bitten all season long with injuries, and it's unfortunate because they started off hot. They should. They were a top-5 team in the East, really, all season long, and then injuries have really just caught up to them as of late. But in this matchup, though, in Brooklyn, I think we see big games from Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie always loves going off against his former teams. I think we see an easy over on the points for Kyrie Irving in that one. Him against Darius Garland is going to be fun to watch. But in the end, I think the Nets easily win and cover the 8.5-point spread. So let's lock in as well a best bet of the day here on Nothing But Bets. Nets minus 8.5 over the Cavaliers. And now let's move on here to our next game. The Chicago Bulls hosting the Charlotte Hornets. The Bulls are 2.5-point favorites today over the Hornets in Chicago. I think this is a game where it's going to be very much back and forth and close throughout. DeMar DeRozan, Miles Bridges, also obviously LaMelo Ball. A lot of young, underrated star power in this one for two teams that are vying to get some momentum going before the Eastern Conference begins for the playoffs. And I think we see the Bulls get it done at home. I'm just going to simply home court advantage here because I could easily see a situation where LaMelo Ball and Miles Bridges and Terry Rozier and the rest of these fast, high-paced Hornets are just too much for the Bulls to handle. But in the end, I'm trusting DeMar DeRozan to a big game tonight. He's an easy over on the points as well tonight. So let's take the Bulls behind a big game from DeMar DeRozan to win and cover the 2.5-point spread against the Hornets. So let's lock that in now and move on to our next game. A very intriguing one in the Eastern Conference as well. The Miami Heat hosting the Atlanta Hawks. This spread has flipped. It was originally Heat minus 4. Now it is down the Hawks over to Atlanta as the road favorite at Hawks minus 1.5. A lot of guys resting tonight for Miami. They've officially clinched the number 1 seed, I believe, in the East. So nothing much to play for these last few days. I think we see a situation where the Atlanta Hawks behind Trae Young have a big game, and then also John Collins and Clint Capella have big games in this one. You're going to see a lot of reserve players for the Miami Heat, maybe even see Tyler Hero. I even doubt he might play in this one. So then there's not going to be a lot of options for the Heat here. So I love the Hawks in this one to win and cover the spread. So go ahead and hammer here, Hawks -1.5 over the Heat. All right, next up here, we have the Dallas Mavericks hosting the Portland Trailblazers. The Blazers are in full-on tank mode right now. The Mavericks buying Luka Doncic. He's been carrying a massive workload for the last few months of the NBA season without Kristaps Porzingis following that trade. I think that the Mavericks, this is a huge spread, the biggest one I've seen all season long here at -20 for Dallas. But in the end, it is so hard to trust the Portland Trailblazers in this one because they have really no NBA players. They're in full-on tank mode trying to get a top five pick in this year's draft to complement Damian Lillard. But in the end here, I'm going to have to go, even though it is a massive point spread at -20, I feel more confident that the Mavericks cover than I even do that the Blazers win or even cover the 20-point spread. So let's go ahead and lock in here. Mavericks -20 over the Trailblazers. And move on to our next game here, the Utah Jazz hosting the Phoenix Suns. The Jazz are 2.5-point favorites today over the Suns. I think we're going to be seeing Utah win this game. This is not a game that Phoenix needs to win. They're probably not going to play much of their guys, maybe the first half, but they're trying to conserve some energy here for the first round of the postseason, which begins next week. Not much needed to go off in this one. Number one seed's already locked up. The franchise record and wins already locked up. The Jazz are trying to play with some urgency here. We've seen a lot of lack of cohesiveness, I must say, and a lot of friction around the Jazz recently with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. Quinn Snyder rumors potentially going to the Los Angeles Lakers to be their head coach. So I think the Jazz are trying to lock in for the postseason, really not try to avoid those situations with a full-scale rebuild or a huge change this offseason, which seems like it's forthcoming now with all the news coming out of Salt Lake City. But in the end here, the Jazz are trying to play with more urgency. So I'm going to take the Jazz to win and cover the 2.5-point spread over the Phoenix Suns tonight, who have nothing else to play for. Now our final game of the night here, we have the Los Angeles Lakers hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Lakers are 5-point favorites today over the Thunder in LA. I mean, this is one where both teams are not playing their guys. We've seen the Thunder tanking for the last month plus of the season. The Lakers are out of the playoffs officially, so LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, all of these guys are not playing either. So it's kind of just who you like more between the reserve tanking guys of the Lakers and the Thunder. In the end, I'm going to go with the more respected team, the more, I think, well-rounded team as far as the reserves go, who actually have NBA talent. I think we are going to take the Lakers here, not confidently, but we're going to take the Lakers to win and cover the 5-point spread against the Oklahoma City Thunder at home. So here's all of our picks for our 9-game slate in the association, and it is as follows. Wizards +3.5 over the Knicks, Bucks -6.5 over the Pistons, Raptors -12 over the Rockets, Nets -8.5 over the Cavaliers, Bulls -2.5 over the Hornets, Hawks -1.5 over the Heat, Mavericks -20 over the Trailblazers, Jazz -2.5 over the Suns, and Lakers -5 over the Thunder. So appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe, and make sure you always tune in every single day so you get your NBA betting edge for a tip-off. So in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets, and happy betting to you.